questions, right?
Hi. Excuse me. I teach journalism at Hunter College, but I'm working for a publication known as New American Media, a women's organization. And the question is this. There's a bill in Albany known as the Healthy Workplace Bill, which is to make academic and workplace bullying illegal. There's no such law in New York City. So if I, for example, or someone else, for example, brought in four or five people who were complaining about harassment and workplace bullying at a particular college or business, small or big, what would the commission be able to do with that since there is no law right now dealing with this thing called workplace bullying?
So currently, right now, the commission would be very limited as to what it would be able to investigate if that were the situation. I will say, and I say this as somebody who practiced employment law for over a decade, which is that oftentimes workplace bullying is some sort of proxy for discrimination or harassment based on another protected category. So if that were the case, then the city commission would be able to investigate those types of complaints or would be able to take those types of complaints in. But if it's not, if it's completely unrelated to any type of protected category, we just wouldn't have jurisdiction over those types of claims.
What if it's somewhat related to a protected category? For example, a black person working in a business, small business, who's experiencing this kind of harassment, the top two or three business owners of the company are, I'm going to say, racist or bigoted,
mm-hmm.
and the other black employees follow along with what they do in order to protect their jobs. So they all sort of gang up on this one person. So the root of it is a form of racial discrimination. There are blacks there who are not being discriminated at the particular time.
The law doesn't require, in any category, the law doesn't require that, like if I'm an Asian woman and I'm being discriminated against by my employer, the law does not require that all Asian women in the workplace are discriminated. So it's not an all, the law doesn't take an all or nothing approach. If the harassment or the hostile work environment is at root because of somebody's race, that could form the basis of the complaint under the human rights law.
So I think I understand clearly what you're saying. So my next question is, and this is my last question, I think, is it reasonable for, if I'm writing an article, could I suggest people who believe they're experiencing workplace bullying, I've already talked to lawyers who say that the racial discrimination is not clear enough or strong enough for them to file an EEOC complaint or something like that, but they might be able to get some kind of redress if they go to the commission. Is that a reasonable thing that I could write in a news article? Does that make
sense?
Well,
I would say the standards for discrimination under federal law, which is why someone would go to the EEOC, so if, particularly for race, if somebody were filing a claim of racial harassment with the EEOC, they would be seeing a claim under Title VII, which is a federal statute.
Okay.
City human rights law, just generally, like I said earlier, tends to be a lot more broad in terms of, one, what would be interpreted as a violation of the law, but two, in fashioning remedial relief, tends to be a lot more probably employee-friendly than federal law. So would, if somebody were, especially if I'm looking at something like harassment or a hostile work environment, hostile work environment claims, the standard might be more stringent under federal law than it would be under city law.
I think I got that. I appreciate it.
Sure.
In case I have a follow-up question, I would get in touch with...
Yeah, let me give you a card.
I'm out of cars. So that's why I'm
sorry. I'm sorry. Thank you very much. Thank you.
Yes. So what was it?